Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And now it is our time to talk to KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. State lawmakers are considering a bill that would target a loophole in the ban on plastic bags. Remember that one? It was passed 10 years ago, back in 2014, but allowed it an exemption for bags made with a thicker plastic, which would make them more reusable and recyclable. But Phil, why are they taking another look at the exemption now? Was there an unintended consequence with that ban 10 years ago?
There's a host of them. And yes, this is one they're looking at. There were unintended consequences. The idea was to get people away from using paper bags initially, and so then they switched them over to plastic. And then there was like too much plastic being out there. And so they said, we're going to ban plastic bags. They did. The industry reacted by putting it in front of voters saying this is going too far. Voters approved it by about 53%. But the consequences, the bottom line is it's not working. And here's why. They say it's a loophole, but basically they said that at the time, that grocers or anybody could use thicker plastic bags as long as they would be recyclable and reusable. And they are. But the thing is, you go to the grocery store, or you go to a Target or someplace like that, and they have these heavier bags, and they're supposedly reusable. But people just don't reuse their bags. That's the bottom line. And so our use of plastic has exploded. Back when this law was first passed, we had about 157,000 tons of plastic out there. Now we've got 231 estimated tons of plastic out there because the bags are thicker in part. And that's why people have the option. They're just not doing it.
So we're just not putting them into the right recycling bin? Is that it?
And we're not. We're putting them in the garbage. We get to our car. We put the bag in the car. We get home. We don't use the bag again. We throw it away. Most people throw it away. They don't take the bag back and reuse it. As a matter of fact, during COVID, you might recall, we were discouraged from reusing bags because we didn't want the clerks having to deal with possible germs there. So here's what it is. So now they're saying, well, we either want you to use biodegradable paper or bring your own bags. Now, you know, the grocery stores are doing okay in this deal because those plastic bags, they pay about a nickel for them, and they get a dime. They get to charge us a dime when we use them. But still the question is, are people going to recycle? That's not the being addressed in this loophole. And there's also, you know, there's a bit of comedy in this or irony in this. I think it was the comedian Bill Maher pointed it out. He says, you go into a grocery store in California, and you grab some carrots, you put them in a plastic bag there in the produce section, right? And then you go over and you pick up some ham, and it's in a plastic pack, or you get some pre-made salad, that's in a plastic bag. You put that in your shopping cart. You go over, you get a jug of milk, chances are it's in a plastic container. And then you go to the checkout counter, and they say, we can't use plastic bags? I don't know what you're supposed to be doing, because there's so much plastic out there. But this is another attempt at trying to, I'm not sure, you know, solve a problem that can't be solved, but we're going to be faced with it. And I don't know what we're going to do, how much we're going to be charged for recycled bags. But the bottom line is, people don't recycle them. And also, when they do recycle, they usually land up in landfill because it's tough to recycle.
Our thanks to KCBS insider Phil Mateer. He'll be back 7:50 tomorrow morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.